Soft Sell at 94.9 The River with Ken Bass, Deb Corson, and George Prentice in from the Boise Weekly. Welcome back, George.
Good morning.
Happy New Year.
And to you.
And a lot of stuff in the latest issue.
It's a little bit of everything.
What do you want to start with first? An interview?
Sure. Let's see. We have I spent a few minutes with Paula Poundstone.
Love Paula Poundstone. Yeah, that's great.
We talked about her search for happiness. She had a book that came out last year, and each chapter was someone's recommendation of how to be happy, and one of those chapters was about driving around in a Lamborghini for a day, and of course, she was not happy. I asked her how she keeps in touch, what news she plugs into, and she sheepishly admitted to reading the New York Post. she says because it literally has a section called News of the Weird in
it. Yeah, yeah, it does.
And when her son comes into her bedroom and sees a stack of New York Post, she says, "Don't touch that! You know, that's not for touching. Put that in the garbage immediately. Don't even think about reading that."
I love her sardonic look at the world. Yeah, she is.
We have an update on the new soon-to-open restaurant that will have ramen and ping pong. It will be called Ramapong in downtown Boise. Which is interesting.
We heard it was coming a couple of years ago.
They've been bouncing this idea around since 2016.
Bouncing it around. Yeah. I got it. Okay.
Well, it's true.
But it's going to have a full bar and ping pong and ramen, and it'll be in the space below the Boise Fry Company. In fact,
that's what the construction is down there.
Okay.
It's run by the people from Boise Fry Company, so that's where you'll see that later. In April.
Families can go during the day, right?
Before 4 o'clock, and then it becomes 21 and over because they have a full bar.
Right.
We've got a review of Thomas Paul's new album, Long in the Making. It's called No Air Anywhere. But in this week's screen feature, I decide to take on some of the best film critics in the country, including critics from The Washington Post and NPR and The Wall Street Journal, because they pretty much tore apart a film called On the Basis of Sex.
Which is all about Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
It is. The young Ruth Bader Ginsburg played by Felicity Jones. And if anyone thinks that Felicity Jones is way too good looking to play RBG, you need to find a photo of young RBG.
Yeah. Oh, yes. She
is a stunning young woman, as was her husband Marty, who was played by Armie Hammer in this film. So what I decided to do was create a argument before what I call the Court of Public Opinion, where I take quotes from each of these critics, and we go toe-to-toe. Little do they know.
Yeah.
And basically, all I'm asking is let the people decide.
You go all Perry Mason on
them. I do. Yeah. I do. May it please the court. so I think it's swell. And here's a real surprise. When people see this movie, and I really hope you do, about two-thirds of the way through the movie, there's a big, big Idaho connection.
Do tell.
Yes.
No, do tell.
I will. Okay. So years ago, there was a case called Reed versus Reed. And you may remember the late Alan Durr.
Yes, that was Alan's
I do remember.
Case.
Alan Durr. As a matter of fact, he is played by an actor in this film. Indeed, he is.
I loved him. You know, he used to be a DJ.
He was the sweetest
Alan,
man.
Alan the music man.
And he was a tiger in
really?
Court. He was. I saw him in court.
I can't even imagine that.
Indeed he was. So the Reed versus Reed case, it turns out that RBG authored the brief on that. And you'll see her connection to this case. Of course, it went all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court.
Right. It was a huge
deal. It was a huge case, and it overturned a piece of the Idaho Constitution, which was clearly discriminatory.
Oh,
against women.
Against women, yeah. So
imagine that.
Yeah. And as I saw an advanced screening of the film, and as I'm leaving the flicks last week, the folks there said, "Hey, did you hear Holland and Hart? They're going to buy out the theater one night. And just for their clients and lawyers."
Oh, wow.
And I called Holland and Hart, and I said, "Wow, this is great. Did you know about this Idaho angle?" And they said, "No." And I said, "Why?" They said, "Well, we just think it's an amazing film with Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Yeah.
We
it was amazing,
to see
it."
Yeah. And I said, "Well, Reed versus Reed." They said, "Yes." So for everyone, this makes the movie a double must-see.
And you can see that at the flick starting this Friday, as a matter of fact.
It's a really fine film.
And read George's
trial.
Battle with the courts.
The people's court.
In the latest issue of Boise Weekly. On stands today for free in the Idaho Press tomorrow, right? And also Is it tomorrow?
It's on the streets today. It'll be in the press tomorrow.
And then online, of course, at
BoiseWeekly.com.
All right, George, thanks a lot. Good to see you again.
Thanks so much.
Winter is officially here, and that bronze summer tan, well, it's officially gone.